Welcome to This Week Online Today podcast with your host, Ahmed Khalifa, where I will be talking to you about the big online news that has been happening this week today to make sure that you are ahead of the game when it comes to running your online brand successfully. And at the end of the show, I will also be giving you a bonus tip of the week to help you further. So let's get straight on to the show. And welcome to the show, everyone. It's going to be a great episode today. And, you know, we're going to go straight into the whole YouTube situation. And if you haven't listened to last week's episode, episode 37, I talked about, you know, the whole YouTube reprimanding Logan Paul, the YouTube star, after he was taking videos of a person who committed suicide in a forest in Japan. And there had been a lot of backlash. So YouTube have kind of reacted and got back into it. By releasing a statement, they have changed their policy around creating, you know, getting revenue on YouTube. So they've made it more restrictive in two ways. One of them is, if you want to earn revenue on YouTube, you need to have accumulated 4,000 hours of video watch time for the videos in the past 12 months and have 1,000 subscribers to be eligible to earn the advertising revenue. That's one side of it. And the other side of it, all the YouTube videos that are in Google Preferred, which is the major advertising platform representing the top 5%, I think, the most viewed channels on YouTube, they will be reviewed by human moderators before they are monetized. So you've got two different things going on in there. And, you know, it's basically kind of started with the whole advertisers being concerned about being advertised on inappropriate videos, something disturbing, and they're not happy about that. There have been backlash, and they're the one, obviously, who are investing millions of pounds and dollars onto YouTube advertising, and they've been pulling out. And now when you have this whole Logan Paul situation, that kind of add a bit more pressure on YouTube to do something about it, and this is what you've done. They've got, you know, the right idea, I think. You know, they're trying to kind of control the situation better. There have been mixed opinions. Just like any time when there are changes, there are mixed opinions. And one thing that people are saying about, if you are a small-time YouTuber, you just starting out, but you do actually have good content, you're not going to be able to monetize it. And some people believe that even if you get that first few pennies, dollars, pounds, it acts like a motivator for you to keep going and keep trying to grow your YouTube channel. The other argument as well is that people saying, surely the creators who have big followings are the one who's causing the problem. You can understand where they're coming from, and you know, they're the one who's making the big news, for example, Logan Paul. But at the same time, YouTube has to do something, and you know, in some way it could work. So sometimes you do see on YouTube people saying sub for sub. And that is when they say, I will subscribe to your channel if you subscribe to my channel. And that is kind of an easy way to get a lot of subscribers. It's not the best way of doing it. It's a bit scammy, if you want. But people do that just to make themselves look good. It's a bit of a vanity thing for them as well. And you want to get that minimum threshold of whatever you want to achieve. But it's changed now. So even if you have done this sub for sub and then you have at least 1,000 subscribers, if you haven't got that 4,000 hours of video watch time over the past 12 months, then you're not going to be eligible to earn revenue on YouTube. So I guess it's like a double layer of security, if you like, to make sure that there are less bad content out there and just weed out the bad one from being able to make money out of it. So it's a bit of a mixed opinion, mixed news, but the idea is that if you're going to complain about it, there's not much you can do about it, that's one thing. But also, it should act like a motivator for you to keep going and build up a backlog of videos. So if you have, 5-10 videos on your channel and, you know, they get about 50 views a month or something like that, then obviously it's going to take you a long time to get that 4,000 hours. But if you have a backlog of them, and if you have, let's just say, 500 videos and they are all 2 minutes each, if you like, you know, then you kind of slowly build it up and build it up kind of thing without you knowing it. So you just have to keep going. You can't stop. You know, and there's nothing you can do about this rule. It's just the way it is, and we're going to have to keep going and try our best. So that's the big news of YouTube this week. And let's see how it goes. Let's see if it makes any changes to how people react, how people create their content there, and whether the big names have any issues with it, and the small, you know, micro influencers, would they have any issues with it? We don't know yet. It's quite new, so let's see how that goes. Another news this week, and sticking to the topic of Google, since we talked about YouTube, is that they are going to be using PageSpeed in their mobile search ranking. So most of us will know that PageSpeed is a ranking factor for your website. But people are not aware of that Google are using the desktop search as the ranking factor. Even if you're on your mobile, the desktop search kind of behavior and the page speed on that side is influencing the mobile search. Well, now this time, it is going to be a page speed for mobile search ranking. It's kind of a separate thing, but also Google is going toward the whole mobile first indexing kind of thing as well, which is probably another reason for it. So Google released a statement about it, and a blog post about it, and I put that in a show note for you. And what they're saying is that it will only affect pages that deliver the slowest experience to users, and it will only affect a small percentage of queries. So there's two things with that is, it's kind of a useless statement, because they're saying it will only affect the slowest experience. We don't really know what that means. You know, there's no example of the slowest experience. You know, what's the metric in there? We have no idea. And small percentages, what does that mean? That's a bit subjective, really, about small percentage of queries will be affected. So there's a lot of confusion about that, and there's even more confusion about AMP, or accelerated mobile pages. And that's the, you know, the pages that you get when you search on mobile. At the top, you see that small lightning logo on the search result, and that allows it to kind of load instantly as well. There have been people in the SEO community asking, what does that mean about AMP? Do they get ranking factor as well for page speed, or is that a completely separate thing? But Google didn't really answer clearly. They've kind of been a bit PR-ish about it. So it's a bit confusing about that. But at the same time, let's just say page speed in mobile search ranking, and I need to be clear about it, it's not a ranking boost for being fast. It's just a downgrade for being slow. It's something to be aware of more and more as well. So it's really big news, and you know the way you can kind of, you know, evaluate your page for performance is, well, there are three different ways, and one of them is to use Chrome, and they have like a user experience report. It's a bit technical in there. And another tool is called Lighthouse, and it's like an automated tool which is part of the Chrome developer tools, and that also helps you to audit the quality of your web page, which is your performance, your accessibility, and so on. And then you have the Page Speed Insight, and that's the one that a lot of people are aware of, where Google will kind of give you a metric of how many out of 100 in terms of your page speed, as well as the user experience and what you can do to improve that. So there are different ways of measuring it, but it's something to be aware of. And obviously, because Google is going toward that mobile first index, where they're going to be focused more on mobile metrics, you know, it's even more important for you to make sure that your mobile site, or if it's responsive but on mobile devices, it needs to be up to scratch. It needs to be as good as it can be, because it's getting more and more important to be mobile friendly, mobile search friendly, even the user experience on mobile. It gets getting even more important, and that news about the page speed is just another example of that, really. So that's another news today from Google. And just to continue on from Google's news, is that their Search Console is going to get an update. And if you're not aware of Search Console, you need to have it for your website. Google Search Console is like a tool that allows you to kind of monitor a number of things on your site, like your errors, and you can submit sitemap, and you can kind of monitor any kind of links in there and so on. It's a good way to monitor your website. You need to have Google Search Console for your website. It has been quite dated, And people are saying, when are we going to get this done? When are we going to get more data? When are we going to get this, this, and that? And for years, I have talked about it in the past and asked Google about it and a number of other people. Well, now they have actually revamped it. And it's in beta, but it's going to be slowly rolling out to more and more people. And they've been sending out invites to Webmaster to join the new beta of the new Search Console. And I think it's going to be great because there are certain things in there which are going to be amazing. For example, one thing that we requested is more data in the search analytics. And that's where you're going to get an idea about the number of impressions you have and what keywords people are using to find your site. The problem is you can only go back to like 90 days. And there are a lot of times where you want more than that. But it's going to be even more. I think someone said it's going to be over 12 months actually of data. So it's good. It'll be able to do like a year-on-year comparison, how much you have improved this time last year, which is great because we never ever had that on Google Search Console. So keep an eye on that. You know, if you don't have the access to the beta program, doesn't matter. Just get yourself a Google Search Console property to your website and use it. It's very, very useful. The final news this week is a bit of a crazy one. And it just still makes me think, like, what the hell happened there? So, in Hawaii, there was a warning for the local people about an incoming missile. So, basically, they have received a text message on their phone. And it's, you know, it says that it's a ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. Imagine you get that text message. It's pretty scary. And there was even a similar message broadcasted on TV and radio. And I quote, this is what, they said on the, when it was broadcasted. If you are indoors, stay indoors. If you are outdoors, seek immediate shelter in a building. Remain indoors, well away from windows. If you are driving, pull safely to the side of the road and seek shelter in a building or lay on the floor. You can imagine the people of Hawaii were absolutely terrified and they just panic because the previous month prior to that, they were testing this nuclear warning sign and for the first time since the Cold War. And because of the whole issue between United States and North Korea and they kind of threatening each other with my nuclear button is bigger than yours, kind of got to that stage where they had to kind of practice that drill. Now that alert, it was a false alarm. It seems that the agency, the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, an employee there had pressed the wrong button. Imagine that. So someone clicked the wrong button and then they had to go through the cancellation process and get back to normal and that's it kind of thing. And you think, okay, one, you think, fine, mistakes happen. It's a bit of a crazy one to say that missile alert and you panic. But the other thing what people were saying is that the mistake happened because of a very kind of poor user experience. And basically there are two buttons, you know, that look quite similar to each other. And one is for testing and one is for like, you know, it needs to be broadcasted out. And because of the way the system's set up, these two buttons were beside each other. It wasn't text. It wasn't like separate, far away or color-coded. And the employee there pressed the wrong button because they look exactly the same. And that is just an example of a user experience gone bad. And this is a serious one, obviously. You know, you're making people panic about a missile that's coming to Hawaii, which is crazy. But that's not all. You know, you think if that's bad enough, then there's another thing that had kind of been uncovered, really. And someone took a picture of the office, or someone found a picture of the office online. And they're based, again, it's the agency, Emergency Management Agency in Hawaii. And not only they did that missile false alarm, and it kind of took about 38 minutes, apparently, to allay the fear, which is, again, crazy. The other thing that people have noticed that there's a picture of the office, and on the different computers, there is a post-it note with a password on it. So we're talking like a major company, an agency, that they're using the old-fashioned approach of putting a password on a post-it note and then paste it on the computer. That's insane. I mean, there's nothing to be proud about that. If you're doing that, don't ever do that. Do not ever put any form of passport written down in a book somewhere. And if you're going to put it on the computer and a monitor, then what's the point of having a password? It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Anyway, there was a photograph taken of the office and it was clear as day. I'm going to put that link in the show notes so you can check it out yourself. But they put I can't believe it. They put the password and post it on a computer. What's the point of that? It's careless and it's pretty stupid. It's just, you don't do that. So you can imagine what I'm going to say, and I've already said it. This is the moral of the story is, don't do that. Don't write down your password anywhere. Don't have a journal which lists all your passwords anywhere. If you want to have it anywhere, the best place is on a password manager. And I use LastPass myself. I recommend them. There are a number of others, but this is what I use, and I've been using them for a number of years. And that is the most secure way of just having your password stored away and also making it as complex and unique as possible, because ideally, you want every single password to be different and complex as possible, including numbers and special characters and letters, big, small letters, everything. So please do that. It's a very, very serious thing. Don't mess about password. And then obviously, the other side to the story is there anything on your website that is confusing your visitors? You know, we have a situation where they sent a missile warning because two buttons look exactly the same. And, you know, if you have a quick look on your site, is there anything that is confusing the user? And sometimes it's difficult for you to see that, because if you look at your website all day, every day, you don't really see the problem with it. You don't really see the mistake. So sometimes if you have someone else to check it and have a look at it for you, you know, a fresh pair of eyes, it can maybe crop up these issues. And if they're having that problem, then maybe everyone who is accessing your website is having that problem. Whether you like it or not, user experience is a vital part of anybody's website. You know, you need to make it as easy, as smooth as possible for anybody accessing your website to find what they're looking for and, you know, to carry out the action that you want them to do, to buy, to subscribe, to contact you, whatever it is, you need to make it as easy as possible. That's our responsibility. So that's the moral of the story, and I hope you will take that on board. And now it's time for the bonus tip of the week. This week's bonus tip of the week is a very simple one, and it's something that everyone can do. On your website, if you have a number of pages, an archive of blog posts and all kind of pages on your site, but if you have a number of them which are either old or just not useful anymore, or maybe it's very thin on content and you want to do something about it, you know, you don't want it anymore, the one thing I'll say to you is, don't delete it. If you delete it, it will kind of cause more problems, because number one, it will cause error page. If you delete a URL and you don't redirect it, then you'll cause an error page. So in a situation where you have deleted it in the past, make sure you redirect that URL to the most appropriate page after that. But if you haven't done that, it will cause an error page. And if you have pages on your website which link to that page which you have deleted, then imagine, again, we talk about user experience, imagine what it would be like for someone to click on a link to take you to a page which is actually a 404 page, or, you know, a broken page. They will leave the site, most likely. Not necessarily go back and check out your site again. They could say, oh, forget it, I'll move on. So instead of deleting your page, there are several things that you can do. And one, as I said to you, is you can redirect that page to the most appropriate page. So say, for example, you have two blog posts that kind of cover exactly the same topic. Instead of deleting one of them and then that's it, just redirect it to the same page, same post. If there's no exactly the same page, then maybe the most equivalent one, the most appropriate one, maybe even a category page, for example, or maybe just to that blog page in general. You know, that's another option for you. So that's one thing you can do. The other thing you can do is also to update it. Update the existing page, and you can even just make it more up to date. You can freshen it up. You can add more content to it if it's, you know, very, very thin. That's very good. You know, there's nothing wrong with doing that. There's nothing wrong with going back to an old post that you had many years ago. And if it's still attracting traffic, then you can maybe make it better, update it, and you never know what might happen after that. And speaking of if it's attracting traffic, it's really important to use Google Analytics to work out whether it's worth updating it or not. Because maybe if it's got no visits at all and you don't think there's any point updating it or adding more content to it, then okay, you can kind of organize redirects and then see what you can do after that. But if there's a page where, you know, it's kind of maybe thin or low in quality, it's getting traffic for some reason, somehow, but it's maybe ranking low or anything like that, then consider updating it. Because if you update it, making it fresher, then maybe you can encourage people to stay on that page longer. So check out the bounce rate of that page. If it's really high, maybe you can tweak it, make it different in terms of updating it, add more internal links to it and links to other pages on the site. Just make it more engaging. So if you have old pages, don't delete it. Just either redirect it, update it, add more content, check out Google Analytics, and then you will see, hopefully you will see things improve for your site as well. Thank you for listening to this episode of This Week Online Today. I really do appreciate it, and I hope you find it useful. If you have enjoyed the show, please do leave a review on iTunes, as it would mean the world to me. I really would appreciate that. Thank you again. You rock. And one more thing, I just want to remind you to do your thing, because it matters. And I'll see you next week.